Hello.
Hello, Fermin. It's Sahar calling you back. How you doing?
I was trying to call you back. I jumped in the shower.
Oh, no worries, man. I need to do that myself. Totally get it.
Dust off my face.
At least, right? Yeah, seriously. I figured that's why. I figured it was something. I just called you back.
Okay, so...
You know, at least you're feeling refreshed, right? That's good.
Yep.
Always good. I guess just picking up where we left off. So basically, we covered everything that's included, like the keywords, the areas. I can have the technician take care of everything else. I mean, did you have any other questions about it or anything? Or
no, I didn't have any questions. The only thing that we talked about was when I tell you about the money, I just pay Anxious Company the $280. And right now, like I told you, I was out for a couple of weeks and doing this shop to try to get more money. And that's why it's a little bit hard to come up with something, especially around Christmas.
No, of course. Totally understand.
But I'm interested in the work with you guys. One thing that my wife is right here by me now.
Yeah, so I figured I'd ask if you had any questions or just anything at all.
That when you said about the money, it was one thing that I a little bit confused.
Okay, sure, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you said that I pay $280 for membership for the whole year. I didn't understand that.
Oh, with Angie's?
No.
With us?
You told me about... You want to get the money before you start with me, right?
Right. So how it works is say that we signed you up now, right? So we take payment. I set you up with a technician, right? You can meet with him like tomorrow morning or afternoon or whatever's good for you. So once payment clears, I'm able to actually set you up with our technician who will start building everything because he still needs to build all your Facebook, your Google business profile, your, you know, everything. So they do about 100 hours in the first week. Building everything for you, the website.
Okay, so she's going to ask you a question.
Oh, sure,
sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi.
Yeah, hey.
Hi.
Hello.
What's the name of your company? Are you...
It's called Local Splash, like local as in the area, splash as in water. I actually just sent a text to his phone. I sent it earlier, but I just sent another one, so it's at the top of your inbox.
Yeah.
It'll have a little bit about the company there. You see that just came in?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so they've been in business for about 20 years now. They're going on about 11,000 clients currently in the U.S. They've been a partner of Google for about 10 years. Even with that long of a track record and 11,000 clients, they're still at a 4.3 out of 5 for their online rating. Most other companies that would perform the same service like our competition, they're probably at about a 3.0. So we're worlds above a lot of other companies. And you'll see there's some of the reviews. You'll see some of the case studies for other clients you've worked with. A couple of you may have heard of, especially Extra Space Storage.
Uh-huh.
They've been with us about 10 years, and they started off with 4 locations, and they're nationwide now. Now, obviously, you don't have to, you know, go nationwide or anything, but just to show you the potential is there, right?
Okay. And it's Local Splash. Okay, so I sent you some emails, so I'll look at the emails too then.
Yeah, it's planned to do that. I'm not good with emails.
Can you send it to my email also, please?
Sure, yeah. What's a good email for you?
Never mind, no.
Oh,
I agree with him. He's going to text me.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to be doing emails. He's going to text me.
So I can... Yeah, let's see. So I can send you a text. What other information are you looking for, just so I can know what to send over?
What information do you want him to text to you?
Yeah, because you were saying text is better, right? Well, I just sent you a text that has our Facebook ads. If you want to take a
are you staff. Similar to since I'm coming in the middle of this and I'm not quite sure, are you similar to Angie's group or you totally?
No, so actually, way different. Yeah, I'll give you the main difference. So the main difference is that's a third-party listing where you're listed through their website, and then people have to find you through them. And then every time somebody clicks, right, or you get in contact with any of these leads, you're paying for every lead. With this, it's just that flat fee of $249 every month. It's always the same, whether you had 5 calls or 500 calls. The major benefit is instead of them going through a third-party listing and probably 5 other people calling the client before you've spoken to them, this is listing Fermin on the first page, so people are calling him directly. So that way you get some exclusivity to who's calling you. You can cherry-pick the business you want, right? You're not paying for every lead. And, of course, the best part, you get living, breathing humans, right, who actually call you. It's not like some automated service through their app, right?
Okay. Now, is it he has to pay the fee every month then, the 240, what was it, 249?
Right, 249. And that keeps you up on the first page of Google, Bing, Yahoo. Anytime anybody would search for drywall install, remodel, any service you guys provide, you show up right there on the top of the page. So more people find you organically.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so and then every directory, Facebook, there's a tech team running the whole campaign for you. It's a little more hands-on than Angie, too. Like, I'd be the lead on the account, of course. But you'd even have a technician who can run everything for you. You can run new promotions for you, change content. You can call in any time and make changes or ask about anything. You know, it's, like I said, a little more hands-on.
Okay, and the technician, is that an extra fee, or that just comes with the $249?
No, that's all part of it. Yeah, that's all part of it. The only additional charge would be if I was going to include a website, but I remember Fermin saying that you guys, you know, it's the holidays, you're trying to save money. So what I did was I went ahead and waived the setup fee. So instead of it being $348 today, it's only the $249. So essentially you're getting the website for free.
Oh, okay.
That way you guys have like a landing page on your Google Business profile.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yep. That'll always be $249 no matter what.
Okay, every month.
Right,
okay.
Every month. Okay. Exactly.
Okay. What was your question? He says, well, he's going to pay you the fee is $249 every month. And stop, Nicole, please. So what they're saying is that
$249?
Yeah, $249 a month. And what that is going to be is, like, on every page, like, when someone needs a drywaller, they'll go click over to either, like, Google, Facebook, any other thing there. You will pop up first. You're on top of the list. So they have all these lists of drywallers, okay, and instead of you being in the middle or you being at the bottom, when they first open it up, they'll see you first. That's what he's saying. Is that correct? Am I understanding that right?
Yeah, you actually said that perfectly. Yeah, you got that exactly.
Okay.
And this way people, because most people, at least statistically we found, they only search in that map section that's on the top of the page. So that's why we focus there. But like I said, we put you on, you know, Google, but also Bing, Yahoo, any directory you can think of, you know, any place that, you know, is popularly searched.
That people that go to look for stuff. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Like me or you or Fermin would search on Google, right? Like for any service. Except this way it's just for remodeling or any service you guys provide. So you guys pop up.
Okay. And on the money that needs to be taken out, is that taken out every certain, do you guys take that automatically out or how does that work too?
Yeah, usually it's on a setup on a automatic basis. I can, if that's, you know, you're not comfortable with that, whatever, I can look into doing something else. But typically, yeah, there's two different ways. We do the month-to-month, or you can pay up front for like 3 months and save some money and, of course, also not have to pay, you know, automatically each month. But typically, yeah, it's just automatic payment every 30 days.
Okay, gotcha.
And you can change info at any time, card information. You can cancel it any time. There's no fees or anything associated with it. It's easy. It's flexible.
Well, it depends on when the people look at it and open it up. His question is, when he pays, how soon do you predict he'll get a job? That's his question.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, so typically somebody without a Google Business profile or anything set up is about 30 to 45 days. Now, that's for everything running full speed. Looking at getting your first job would most likely be about 2 to 3 weeks because we have your website, Facebook ads, all your directory listings, every search engine up in 2 weeks. The only thing that does take some time, and obviously being involved in the process and expediting it helps, is the verification through Google. I don't know if you guys have ever been through that process, but verifying yourself through Google, they will need to verify some stuff about the business, right, the address and all that. That's the only thing that takes a little bit of time. But since we work directly with Google, we are able to expedite that process.
Okay. All right. Just a minute here.
I answer 2 weeks. Two to 3 weeks.
Okay.
Si no agarro trabajo, si acaso no me dan trabajo que...
And during the process of when he's waiting for work and he doesn't get anything, what does anything happen in between that month?
They
or
be charging me the money?
So let's just say we signed you up now, right? We charge the $249. Tomorrow I'm going to set you up with our technician, right, to confirm everything. He'll get started on working right away. So within, by the end of not next week but the following week, everything will be set up. Everything will be set up and you'll see something coming in, especially with general contractors, remodeling, you know, plumbing or electricians, like more general contracting. Two weeks you should be up and the Facebook ads should be getting you jobs because there's a really good turnaround. Other than Google, Facebook is one of our higher conversion rates. So that will be getting you jobs before that anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't think you don't think you'll go a month without work then, in other words?
No, exactly. Yeah, exactly. In other words, yes. There'll at least be something within that first month. That first job will, you know, or usually, typically we like to see like a 10-to-1 return on investment. I would say the average would be like, let's say a handful of jobs, right, per month. And that'll offset the price of this, no problem, and then some, right? This isn't common, obviously, but I've had at least two or three clients get like a $10,000 or $20,000 job within the first week or two. Because there are people online who search that are looking for big jobs too. You know, it is possible.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
It just depends. And like I said, we have someone who's working on it hands-on. We make sure the keywords are correct, the areas, even filter it down to age level, the income level, to make sure you're getting legit jobs, right, that are actually going to pay out.
Okay.
Voy a calar mis sueños, señores, son 250.
Okay, he walked away. He's coming back. I don't know what he's bringing. Hold on. I'm sorry.
He's got something in his hands.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's something good.
Okay, so you're going to go. I'm not even supposed to have that.
How old is your daughter?
They're our grandchildren, actually.
Oh, grandchildren. I just had my first kid is what I was asking. He's about a year and a half now.
Yeah, we got our little girl's 2 years old and our little boy's 11 months.
Oh, yeah, nice.
They keep us busy.
Yeah, for sure. That's an understatement. Yeah. Yeah, actually, funny story. I actually met my wife in Ecuador we came back to the States. Yeah, I lived there for some years, like 5-6 years, something like that, for some time.
Uh-huh.
Long time. Yeah, in Cuenca, actually.
Did she hear it?
Yeah, no mucho.
Okay, so he said he's going to go ahead and do it then.
Okay, sounds good. So we took care of everything with the keywords, the areas. We'd just be at the billing info at this point. So I was just going over the address with them. So that is the billing address, the 5322 South. That's the same one you guys want to verify, right?
Right. South 37th
Street. Okay, perfect. So since you guys are a home address, I'll opt out with listing the address online. It'll just show a basic 50-mile radius around there, but not show your physical address, okay?
Okay. That sounds good.
Better that way, yeah. Usually for home addresses, we do that, so I just wanted to confirm. But
okay.
For the payment method, so that's 68107, right, in Nebraska?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then for the payment method, so just to go over with you guys one more time to confirm before we do it, it's $249, and I'm waiving the setup fee, so that $249 is across the board the whole time you're with us. It'll never be any more, any less, okay?
Okay.
And then for the payment method, is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
It's a Visa debit.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Okay, here we go. 4940-0100-6380-9192.
Okay, so just to confirm, 4940-0100-6380 and then 9192, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and the expiration?
June 26th.
June 26th, okay. And the number on the back?
896.
896, okay. Now, we're also going to set up a security question for you guys. That way you know it's us when we're calling, and other calls, you know, you can just disregard. There's three options. There's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, so they want to ask a question. So you know it's them. It's a security question.
Okay.
So which question do you want? Your first pet name? You don't know. You don't have a pet. Your mom's maiden name?
Or the city you were born in.
Yeah, we'll just, or what city or state you were born in.
Zacatecas.
So which one do you want to use?
Zacatecas.
Okay, the country, I guess. We'll go with the country and city. Zacatecas.
Can you spell that for
it's
me? Sorry.
It's
yeah.
And
is it Azteca?
Azteca.
It's
Z. Azteca.
Okay. It's Z A S, no? Z is in zebra. A, C, what is that? E? E T.
S. Zacatecas. ¿Cómo hacer? ¿Cómo se dice Zacateca?
No, it's a Z.
Zacateca. So from my, at least from my broken Spanish, is that Z-A-C-A-T-E-C-A?
Yes.
Zacateca?
Zacateca.
Zacateca. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. So Z-A-C-A-T-E-C-A.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, great. Let's see. Now, I'm just going to set up your account here. It just takes a quick second. I think we're already good on that, actually. So I'll process now. Okay, you'll see it come through on your online banking, of course. But then you're also going to get a text and an email that has the invoice, like everything that's included, right, your pricing, all the good stuff. We'll go over that real quick. And then after that, we just have one other quick step, and you guys are good to go. Now, just to confirm the name on the card, is that also Fermin's name?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. So I'm going to process that now. One quick second here. Should be coming through. And then, like I said, you'll get an email, but I'm going to send a text so then that's better for Fermin. So I'm going to send a text. It'll have a link there. All you have to do is just click on the link, and that goes directly into the invoice. We'll go over that real quick. Like I said, one other quick step after that, and we're good to go. So let me send you that text now. The email should already be there, but I'm sending the text. Initial invoice. Okay, you should be seeing that come through now. Let me know if you see that.
Okay, let's see. Okay, is this it?
It'll say, like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent the email to the email on file.
Got it,
Something
got
like
it.
That. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Click on that link there. That'll take you into the invoice. Take a quick look, of course. That shows everything involved, the pricing. Once you get to the bottom there, though, there's going to be a box you would click. It says, I'm the authorized user. And then right below that, there's another one, a space where you would type Fermin's name, Fermin Olague, then hit confirm signature.
Okay.
And once you've done that, that should navigate you us to our website and ask for your username and password. Let me know once you get there, because that means it's been confirmed.
Okay.
Then we just have one other quick step, and you guys are good to go.
Okay, so I got his name in there. I confirmed it.
Make sure you click the box right above it, too, and there's a check in there.
Yeah, I did that.
Okay, and then let me just confirm the spelling of the name. Maybe I did it incorrect. Is it Fermin, F-E-R-M-I-N, and then Olague, O-L-A-G-U-E?
Yes.
Okay, so it should be good then. Let me know if it doesn't go through.
Okay, there's, what is this? Click character service, Google. Does it say Google profile?
It should say, like, at the very top of the document, it should say, like, terms and conditions or, like, terms of experience or something like that.
Yes,
is that what
I
you're saying?
Yes.
Okay,
I
perfect. So go to the very bottom is where the signing should be. It'll have like a box, and then right below that, empty space where you would type Fermin Olague. Once you've done both of those and hit confirm signature, that should do it.
Okay, that's what we did. Did you
okay,
get anything
you're not
back?
Seeing it. I don't see it coming through on my end. Is it giving you like an error message or anything like that?
No. I got the two small ones up on top left. I put his name in the signature box. I can put confirm signature. Oh, wait. Signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as it appears.
Oh, that might be it. So I have it as F-E-R-M-I-N and then Olague, O-L-A-G-U-E.
Oh, I wonder, would it matter if it's capitalized or not?
Maybe try that. Maybe
it, yeah,
try
it capitalized.
Maybe that's why.
Let me see. Let me get back there. Get out of here.
Yeah, typically the only reason it wouldn't go through is if the spelling or something was like off. That's the only usual reason why.
Now where did it go?
So I thought maybe I misspelled it or something on my end.
I was trying to do your name at the same time. No, I don't need to do it. It won't let me back in the freaking box. What the hell? Yeah, well, I want to change your name because look here, you got a small F, a little O, and I put big F and big O. There it is. Let's try it. Maybe it's because I don't have small F letters. I don't know. Let's see. Let's try that. Okay, that's what it was.
Yep, there it is. I figured, okay, it went through. All right, now, so just one other quick step, and I promise I'll let you guys get back to it. So it's called our voice verification. It's to go along with the invoice to outline the service agreement, ensure the accuracy of everything, and if you have any questions or need to review or clarify anything, this will be the time. Just let me know. I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of your business?
Fermin Olague.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Okay.
So your name and what are you, the owner?
Your name and then owner, exactly.
Say Fermin Olague, owner.
Fermin Olague, owner.
Okay, and you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in the campaign, like the verification, anything with the website, you know, anything we might need you for, that's all. Now, as a result of increased visibility online, also be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you, to make sure to use that at the top of the call to make sure you know the call is coming from us at Local Splash and not another company. Now, also, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash during the process?
Yes.
Okay, and in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, can you also just make sure that if you do any other marketing with, say, another company, just let the technician know that. That way we don't do anything that might interfere with what they do or vice versa, okay? Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, December 7th, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, on the 7th or just 30 days from today in the amount of $249. That will be your recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'll text you here at the end of the call to speak with a live representative. To prevent charges for your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing would be due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Okay. So you guys are good. I just need to set you up with the time to speak with our technician. It's basically just to confirm everything, and if you have any questions or have any photos for the website or anything, you know, just to send that over. What's a good time tomorrow?
What time do you want the guy to call you and talk to you about everything? Anytime. He's free anytime tomorrow.
Anytime tomorrow? So we're on Pacific time. We're start at 7 a.m., so I believe that's 2 hours difference from you guys, so it'll be 9. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I'm going to put that in now. So you guys are all good to go. I'm going to send you another text here with my contact info and the phone number you need. Other than that, you guys are all good to go. Thanks for giving us a shot. I appreciate the time most of all. And they're going to call you between 9 and 9:30 tomorrow morning that you guys started with, like, building everything, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, I appreciate the time. Oh, what was your name, by the way? I never caught your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Sandra.
Sandra, so nice to meet you. My name's Sahak, S-A-H-A-K, but a lot of people just call me Hawk. That's fine, too.
Oh, okay.
It was great meeting you. Yeah, interesting name.
That's
unusual. Right?
That's different. Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely probably the first and last time you'll hear that name. That's for sure.
Probably, I'm sure.
It's very
I'm
rare.
Sure.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So I appreciate your time again, and they'll call you guys tomorrow morning to get you started with everything, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
And bye. Tell Fedor you can buy for me, too.
Okay.
All right, have a good one.
Okay, you too. Okay, bye. Have a great night.
You too, man.
Okay.